This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Infectious disease expert, longtime friend of the show, Dr. Michael Osterholm, is kind enough to make his regular appearance with us. He joins us every Wednesday right around this time. It's 107 on CCO. Mike, always a pleasure. I want to open with the same question that I opened with last week. What do you now know about Omicron that you did not know 1 week ago today, sir? Glad to have you on board as always.
Well, thanks, Chad. Good to be here with you. Well, really, three different things that we have learned, I think, over the past week. Number one is that this virus is highly transmissible, much more so than Delta, maybe 4 to 5 times more transmissible than Delta. And Delta was, as a variant goes, highly transmissible. So we're seeing remarkable transmission around the world. As I said a week ago, I thought this would be around the world by the end of this week, and it is. I'm convinced of that. And it's in most states, if not all the states of the United States. We're beginning to see it really take over in several countries in Europe where they've already started to have major outbreaks within that country. So it's here. The second thing in terms of serious illness, this is the big question we had last week and one that I've been raising about just how serious are the illnesses associated with Omicron. And then one of the challenges with that is among who? Is it among people who have previously been vaccinated, among people who have previously had infection and have some immunity from that infection? And I think the general consensus is right now that we don't have any evidence that it's a lot of severe illness. I think we still have a ways to go to confirm that, particularly when we see it in older individuals, people who are immune compromised, people who have not been vaccinated or previous infection. But everything right now points to the fact that it is not as serious. And then in terms of protection, as you've been hearing about, we do have this immune evasion, basically, where the mutations allows the virus to escape some of the protection that we get from being vaccinated or from having previous infection. And we're seeing a really major impact in terms of if you only have a very low level of antibody on board, the chances that the virus may evade that are pretty high. If you have a lot more, like someone's fully vaccinated and has a boost, you surely still have a challenge, but it may mean that you didn't only have a mild illness at the most and not a serious life-threatening illness. So all three of these, transmissibility, the issue around severe illness, and just how much of the immune system response it evades are still all works in progress, but we're getting more information.
Okay, so let me stay with that part and pick up on a story I saw in the last few hours, and it's about Pfizer. I'll raise my hand. I'm a Pfizer person. I received my booster last week. This is out of AP. The Omicron virus variant partially escapes the protection offered by the Pfizer vaccine, but people have been previously infected and the vaccinated are likely to be well protected. Researchers working in South Africa reported this week. Is that pretty much what you had just said? And for those of us who are in the Pfizer category, should we have any greater concern that those receive different vaccines?
Yeah. Well, first of all, let me just be really clear. At this point, I think the distinction between vaccines is a bit artificial in terms of what information we have. Most of the people in South Africa received the Pfizer vaccine in terms of their vaccination status. So that's what we're naturally looking at. I think ultimately we'll find that there's going to be comparability between all the vaccines, and if you're fully vaccinated, meaning all three doses and your booster. I think the bigger distinction is going to be how much vaccine do you have on board. For example, with Moderna or Pfizer, did you have only two of the doses, or did you get that third booster dose? That's what's probably going to be the big determining factor. So just think of it as you want to get as much antibody as you can. So when the virus basically neutralizes a bit of it, there's still enough left there to really give you protection. And so I think the data, not just from Pfizer, but there was a major study released yesterday from South Africa itself looking at this issue, supporting the fact that if you are fully vaccinated with the booster dose in particular, or you've had previous infection and vaccinated, you probably have pretty good protection against getting seriously ill and dying. Now, there is one caveat to that that I have to put in there, and nobody seems to want to talk about this part, is the fact that we already knew that for some people who have underlying immune deficiencies, some people are undergoing cancer treatment, et cetera, the vaccines are helpful, but they still have only limited ability to protect you from serious illness. We know, for example, among people who have received organ transplants, that they have a reduced response. This is with Delta, let alone this one. And so I still worry about how we bubble and protect some people who the vaccine is good, but it's not great. Whereas for many of us, it's a very it's a great thing. But so we still have to be mindful of that.
Well, I'll just admit this for me. We had a serious COVID concern yesterday, and I have somebody in my life who's immune compromised and somebody close in my life who's battling cancer. So there's a lot of stories like that where it's very unique that way. So just one more Pfizer one, because just there are a couple of Pfizer stories that stood out. When the chief scientific officer for Pfizer was on CNN this morning, said the antibodies rise 25-fold. And are now similar to the original two dose in talking about the booster. Is that too dramatic to say that the antibodies rise that type of increase, 25-fold?
Oh, no, it surely could. The problem is one of the studies out of South Africa yesterday saw a 41-fold reduction in protection with this virus in relative to the antibody. So it's still relative. At the end of the day, you want to have more antibody there than you need to protect you from getting serious illness, okay? And so when we get into, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, it's all relative. And then there's variability in these tests. So I don't put as much stock in those. What we're going to really know in terms of what it does is when we follow people over the course of the next few weeks and to see those who have been previously vaccinated, those who have previously had infection with or without an additional vaccine dose, how do they do? And the problem we're going to have here is that there's such widespread transmission of this virus. It is going to move quickly. Then, in fact, we're going to have opportunities to study this. Now, the redeeming piece to all of this is, if the Omicron variant does cause much less severe illness and it beats out Delta, which right now is extracting a terrible price here in our state, but around the country right now, case numbers are dramatically rising. Deaths are rising again. Wouldn't it be something if Mother Nature gives us a virus that actually minimizes serious illness and it beats out the one that's killing us? That's a possibility. I don't want to say it's going to happen, but we're sure looking at that closely and think, boy, that would be a gift.
That would be stunning, right?
Well, it would be something that I would consider a gift that I surely will not look the gift horse in the mouth. I tell you, this would be something if we could get it. But I don't know that's going to happen, but at least we're looking at that very carefully and saying, what if this virus could beat out Delta, knock it down and out, and at the same time not extract the same horrible price that Delta is?
Mike Osterholm is with us. Mike, I get these texts every single time you're on about, is it the VAERS government website or is it V-A-E-R-S? It shows that tens of thousands of people have died from the vaccine itself. What do you say to those people who believe that?
That's absolutely simply not true. And I don't think you can say it enough times that people are going to ever necessarily believe it if they believe it is. VAERS is basically a surveillance system that was set up by the CDC and the FDA to ask people who have been vaccinated that anything that happens in their life in the next 30 to 90 days to report it. So technically, if I'm killed in a car accident, I should technically report that, okay? And when we look at any one given day, you know, if you look at the number of people who are, say, 65 years of age and older, how many die from heart attacks every day or strokes? That's what is, you know, the life insurance business. That's what actuarial life insurance is all about, anticipating that and being able to price mm-hmm. it. Well, with VAERS, you have to report everything. So if, in fact, I was vaccinated today and I had cancer and I died from my cancer 4 weeks later, that would potentially be a VAERS report somebody would make. Had nothing to do with cause and effect with the vaccine whatsoever. And again, we keep coming back over and over again that there is no evidence. Good example right here in Minnesota of somebody who has died from the vaccine. But we've had a number of people who have died after they got vaccine. Think about it. Who have we been vaccinating at the highest priority? Still 65 years of age and older.
Yes.
You know, it's not unusual in a group, say, of, 100,000 people 65 years of age and older, how many deaths occur every week just as a matter of everyday life that has nothing to do with the vaccine. You know, if they had a drink of water, I could show that water was associated with their death if you use that same approach. And so that's what is hard, is that people continue to share that information as factual, and it is simply not true. Not true. And it's not only not true, but it's dangerous, because we're keeping people from getting vaccinated because they keep hearing this, and then they postpone their vaccination. And those are the people who we see in the ICU just before they get intubated, looking up and saying, I wish I had been vaccinated. And that may be the last words they'll ever say in their life.
Yeah, that's tragic. Yeah, and you laid it out perfectly. Okay, Scott Jensen may be the Republican nominee to run against Tim Walz. He was a part of a debate last night. In fact, Tom Hauser, who conducted the debate, is going to join us a little bit to talk politics. But I know Dr. Jensen again said, I'm not getting the vaccine because I have natural immunity. I'm getting a number of texts. I'm sure some of it's tied to Dr. Jensen speaking out last night saying, hey, if I had it and I have natural immunity, why should I get the vaccine? Because some are telling me that the natural immunity is more powerful and it stays with me. I know this isn't the first time we've talked about it, but it is a question that's raised also frequently.
Yeah, it's simply not true. And again, it's unfortunate that somebody from the medical profession would continue to spread disinformation. We do know that you develop immunity associated with an infection, but that in fact, and we have ample data to support that when you get an additional dose of vaccine, you actually greatly improve the likelihood of not having a reinfection. Right now, we are seeing many reinfections with Omicron in South Africa for people who were previously infected with Delta, and they're now breaking through with Omicron. The data are clear and compelling. And what you heard earlier from the Pfizer company's research is that people who had previous episodes of infection and then got vaccinated are the ones that had the protective antibody that basically still was there after, you know, testing it against the virus. So let me just be clear. No one is debating whether if you had natural infection, you got infected, do you still have some immunity? Yes, but it is inferior to the immunity you get with having natural infection and a vaccine dose, at least. I have all along looked at natural infection and the immunity that occurs with it as one dose. Get your second and your third doses, and that's what will really give you the most protection. So you know, I think that to say you won't get vaccinated because you have better immunity is just simply not scientifically supported at all.
Last thing. I read a lengthy story today, and you've written about this before. You've written about this before this pandemic came on, where even after what we've done with this pandemic, that if another pandemic came up 5 years from now, 10 years from now, but right now, that we're not prepared. Are we more prepared because of what we're going through right now?
Yeah. It's just the opposite. it's very painful for me to say this because, as you know, I've been trying to promote pandemic preparedness for the last 25 years.
Yes.
And what none of us could have anticipated, or maybe we should have, and I failed, was to understand the body politic today. You know, when you have a public health challenge against a virus, it's kind of like, you know, if it were an alien from outer space, we should all be together on it. We should all work together. And we have such a divisive situation going on today, you know, about any public health measure at all. People are fighting it. There, you know, there's a group that greatly resists it. And so, you know, the irony of all this is these vaccines are not, they're remarkable. They're simply remarkable. They're not perfect. They don't stop every infection, but they do have a big impact on how many people get sick, how many people die, how many people transmit the virus to others. And yet we can't get that out there right now because of this body politic divisiveness. That will do in any future pandemic response too. And until we fix that, I don't know what else we can really do to fix our society.
I'm going to pick up on more of that because I agree with you 100% in the next segment. Always great stuff. Always so helpful.
Thank you, sir.
Be safe, and we'll talk next week.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
As good as anybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.